So the World Health Organization just declared a new psychopathology, gaming disorder, the addictive propensity to sit for hour after hour with an Xbox, disdaining sleep and food and exercise. Good diagnosis, guys, but you forgot to include Facebook, YouTube, computer addictions, porn, and cell phone. Maybe, just maybe, they're really all one disease, you think? I guess the Facebook zombies actually stop to eat. And it could even be argued that this social media is really social. A new social, I guess, no face-to-face necessary. Just tweets and Instagrams, nothing too close up and personal. Tim Cook, the new warden at Apple, recently declared sitting at a computer terminal to be the new cancer. Thanks, Tim, for asking the troops to stand up. How about asking them to go outdoors and exercise, or quit their carcinogenic jobs, or get a life? We're rewiring our brains, no doubt about it. B.F. Skinner and the Pavlovian dogs peck a button and the reward, comes tumbling out, time after time, predictable as an IV of opioids. Try this experiment if you're a doubter. Put away your cell phone. Turn off your computer, unplug the TV and peripherals and devices. See how long you can last before the shakes and the fevers start. I'm betting about an hour. We might be missing important stuff. You know, Trump, Beyonce, Oprah, the photo from a friend you rarely see, Trump, the latest movie star scandal. Did I mention Trump? If I did, let me add Trump again anyway. This is our reality now. We even made a reality show huckster, our leader. We get what we deserve, the old adage goes, in regard to a country and its rulers. Times certainly change, and now they're changing in hyperdrive. If anyone thinks, myself included, that there will be a cure for this disorder, we got another think coming in about two tweets.